Tonight we're going to learn Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, and we are at Hai Bas Tiha. So once we mentioned Machlokas Abaya and Rava about something that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, do you look at the smell or do you look at the taste? We have another Machlokas between Abaya and Rava with regard to the aroma of Yayin Nesach. Hai Bas Tiha, a small hole that they put in the opening of a barrel in order to smell through it, to smell the wine, to see if the wine is able, you know, if the wine is still good or if it's soured, if it's spoiled. So Ovid Chavim be the Yisrael Shapir Dami, to have a non-Jew smell the wine of a Jew is totally mutter, because the guy doesn't touch the wine or drink from it. It doesn't answer in any way. Yisrael b'David kochavim abayam rasur avam mutter. But if a Jew smells through that little hole the wine of a guy, that's a machlokas. Abayi says it's asur. Rava says mutter. Abayam rasur reicha milsi. Abayi says it's asur because reich is considered something that's a davar chashuv, and someone who smells it's as if he's drinking the wine. Rava mutter reicha lav milsi, and Rava says it's mutter because aroma is not a significant thing, and therefore it's not going to be considered like you're drinking the wine. Amar Rav Amina Aminala, where do I know de recha velo klum, who that recha does not count, that recha aroma is not significant, ditnan, because we have a Mishnah in Maseches Trumos. Tanur sheisiko b'chamon shel truma, let's say you heat up an oven with chamon of truma, afabo asapas, and you bake bread in that oven. Hapas muteres, you're allowed to eat the bread, even a non-kohen is allowed to eat the bread, even though a non-kohen is not allowed to eat truma, lefi she'in tam kamon ela reicha kamon, because it doesn't have the taste of the truma in it, it only has the reich of the truma, and reicha lav milsehi. V'abaye she'ini hasam demikli yisurei. Abaye would say, no, that's different, because the actual truma was already burnt, and it was only the residual heat that baked the bread. But when you have a reich of an actual iser, it's going to be aser. So Gemara discusses if this machlok sabaye and rava about Recha, Milsa or Lav Milsa, might in fact be a Machlokas Tanoim. Amar of Mari Kitanoim, maybe this Machlokas Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa, is really a Machlokas Tanoim, because there's a Mishnah in the 10th parak of Trumos. Harode Paschama Unesana Alpi Chavis Shal Yayin Shal Truma. If a person takes hot bread from an oven and he puts it when it's hot over a barrel of Truma wine, there are three opinions. Rabbi Meir Oser, Rabbi Meir Asr's eating the bread if you're not a Kohen, because it absorbs the reyach of the yayin, and the yayin is truma. So if you're not a Kohen, the bread becomes Asr to eat. Rabbi Yehuda Mater, Rabbi Yehuda says a non-Kohen is allowed to eat the bread because the reyach of the yayin is not going to have any effect on it. Rabbi Yossi Mater b'shal chitin va'oser b'shal sa'orim. And Rabbi Yossi distinguishes what kind of bread it is. If it's wheat bread, it's mutter. If it's barley bread, it's Asr. Why? B'pnei sa'orim show avos, because barley bread is really able to absorb the reyach of the yayin. So my love, Bahaka Miflgi, isn't this the machlokas de mar savar recha milsi, that a mayor holds recha milsa, mar savar recha v'lo klumhu, and Rabbi Yehuda holds recha is insignificant, we don't pay attention to recha. Says Gemara, l'rava vade tanahi, Rava holds recha lav milsihi, would say clearly that's the machlokas over there, and the one who says that a zar is not allowed to eat it must hold against Rava, must hold that recha is milsa. La Abaye mile matanaihi, but according to Abaye, that recha milsihi, maybe the shita that says that it's mutter is not because it holds recha lav milsa. Maybe everyone would agree. Amruch Abaye, Abaye might tell you, lav mi at mi itmar Allah. Don't we say about this Mishnah that Amar Rabba Barachana Amar Ishlakish bepas chama v'chavis psucha, that it's talking about hot bread and it's put over an open barrel, divrei akol asura, that everyone would hold his asur, because that certainly absorbs the reach. Bepas tzonenes v'chavis magufa, if it's cold bread over a closed barrel, divrei akol muteres, everyone might agree that that's mutter, because there's no reach in there. Lo nech l'kuela bepas chama v'chavis magufa, bepas tzonenes v'chavis psucha. What if you have one of these qualities but not the other? It's hot bread, but the barrel is sealed, or it's cold bread, but the barrel is open. So it's got, you know, chadal tivusa. So that's where you have machlokas, whether the reach would in fact permeate the bread. Reb Meir holds that it's going to be asur to zarim, holds that the reich will permeate the bread, and Reb Yehuda will hold that it will not. But it could be that everyone agrees that when reich does in fact permeate the bread, that it is milsa. And Abaye will tell you that when I said that recha of a bastiha is usher, that's because it's the equivalent of hot bread in an open barrel. When you're sticking your nose in a hole in the barrel and you're smelling it, that's considered really significant. So just one main point over here, and that is that we have machlokas between Abaye and Rava, whether recha milsa or recha lav milsa, and we have some debate whether that is in fact subject to machlokas tanayim about bread that is placed over a barrel of truma yayin, and whether that bread is allowed to be eaten by a non-kohen. So it was a short one, but Shem will pick up from here on Samach Zayin Amar Aleph at the two dots next time.